from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
K-Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Hey, one time for Friday. Two times for Friday.
It's always good vibes. Always.
And one time for Kobe Bean.
Come on, man. Happy birthday, Kobe.
Welcome in here to the Friday, August. Is that the right date?
August 23rd.
No, it's August 23rd. It's wrong on the rundown.
What show is it?
Bro, it's 1002. Like, it just does not have a ring to it.
I'm sure that's right, because if it's wrong on the rundown, we got the wrong date. Maybe we skipped a day.
Maybe so 1000 was on Monday.
Bro, we already did this with your age, too. Like, you were 45 one day, and then you were 44. Like,
okay, so, all right. Okay, first of all, why don't we turn your camera on, and why don't we figure out what you're all fired up about on a Friday?
I'm just saying, man. Like,
no.
His ideas.
No. First, to be clear, both of you can kiss my ass.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Because you're feeding into this. Secondly, the reason the date is wrong, because I wrote Monday, August 19th, Tuesday, August 20th, and then I wrote 1,000.
I don't know, man. Then, it's like show 1,006 right now.
Show 1,000 was July 4th.
Well, look. Let's be clear. Wednesday was probably not the 1,000th show. At some point over the last 4 years, I probably misnumbered something.
Are we counting the Vladdy's Fired show as a show?
No.
Everything
no.
is wrestling. If they could cook up the numbers, so could we.
That's right. If there were 93,173 people at WrestleMania 3, then Wednesday's show was 1,000.
93,000.
You guys are the most you guys are jerks. That's just what I'm going to say.
I'm just watching the show. What am I doing?
No, you're feeding into this. And he's coming out like firing, like he's all hyped up about something.
I haven't said a word all morning either.
Jesus, man. You can't do nothing around here.
Oh, man. It's Friday.
Jamar, two minutes in, D-Lo's already mad. Oh, man. I got to kill this reputation that I get mad easily.
Man, hey, man, shout out to D-Lo, though.
Apparently,
man.
That's around the building.
Well, sometimes people need it, though.
You know what I mean? It's around the building.
Some people need it. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got some crazy texts last night. I was like, wait, really?
Like, you only get mad if something goes wrong, though.
Like I said, some people need it sometimes.
Yeah, I get mad when people are jackasses too, but whatever.
Damian Flores. Cam, you suck.
I would never. I would never.
I stood next to Dame at the podium like the players were. Yeah, haven't had a problem with them in 4 years.
I see you shining out here today, man. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Charles can see you shining
I
out
went
here.
To the Kamara School of Jewelry here, and this was is funny. I don't think we told this story Wednesday. I ordered the I was able to get this necklace for it was meant to be because of what I had on for the 1,000th show. It was meant to go with that. And it got delivered early. It got delivered Wednesday morning, but when I was here. So one thing I don't think we shared during the show is, you know, we had the Bianca interview normally the night before, like a Scott, like the 8th. I'll have everything packed by the door. I couldn't pack the camera because of the Bianca interview. So we wrap up Bianca. I'm getting Zell's intro together. I'm feeling great about where we are. I knew I got to get here early, help Kim, Seth, whatever. And we got TV. We got Cody coming in the Good Day crew.
Shout out, Cody.
Left the camera at the house. Realized it as I was setting up the tripod that I had nothing to put on the tripod.
That's kind of funny.
And thank God our man Joe Brazil was here. I was like, Joe, I need, can you help me with something? He was like, sure, what do you need? I need you to go to my house, run upstairs, and I'm seeing the fear develop in this young kid's eyes. I need you to run to the house, run upstairs to the studio, just grab the camera and every cable that's attached to it and bring it back. He was like, okay, I got you. He had already been to the house before, so that wasn't a big deal. I was like, just go upstairs. You'll know what room is the studio. And shout out to my man Joe. Not only did he do it, he did it in a super timely manner, and I got cameras at the house. I saw him pull up, and part of me was thinking, tell this kid to go to the mailbox or tell him to grab that jewelry right there. Like, just tell him to bring that in here. And I was like, he's probably already freaked out enough. Like, I just get the camera here so we could start the show. But yeah, this was meant to be for the 1,000th episode.
See,
but
man, 1,007 is just as good.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
What's the day? 1,007 show.
Why don't you shut the hell up? It's 1,002.
Bro, it might be 1,020 for all we know.
It very well could be. I don't know. I've done my best over the last 4 years
like I said, man, Ray Charles is shining out here today. I see you.
To number these shows correctly. But like Jesse said, if WWE can cook the numbers, then so can we.
So what is how many weeks? 998 weeks or something?
The longest running episodic.
38 seasons, according to Peacock.
Jesus, man. My goodness. Zay, some Goldberg-like numbers.
Yeah, Goldberg.
Let's not play with the Goldberg numbers, because the Goldberg numbers killed Drake bars.
Did we include game day in some of these show numbers?
Courtside. Don't forget courtside.
I don't even think courtside at 10.
Boy.
Remember that? We'll pull back the curtain a little bit. Remember that side, courtside played on like Sunday morning? I just happened to be riding around. It was like Sunday morning, September 11th.
Yeah, like a year later. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah, man, we're going to preview the Kings and the Magic here today. I said, uh-oh, let me get some phones.
Charlie, something has gone terribly wrong in the ESPN 1320 studio. This is like dark side of show 1000, all of the things that have gone wrong over the last 4 years. Oh man,
I just happened to be listening to the radio. I was running some errands. It was a football Sunday. I was getting ready for football, and then all of a sudden courtside.
I remember them freaking game day shows for them 10 a.m games where we had to be on the air at like 7:30.
Bro, me and Charlie were playing rock, paper, scissors to produce those ones coming in at 7 o'clock.
Oh, just so like useless. And then those were death for you. And then we got the, you know, Monday night or Sunday night, Thursday night game where we're coming on at 9:30, and that's death for me. Like, what are we doing?
I think there was an iteration of game day that was like WCW at WWE where they're trying to do like Nitro for an hour, and that lasted for about 5 weeks. And Danny, after that, I was like, you know, I just pulled the plug, bro.
Well, no, look, we had to talk to Danny.
Yeah, we had to tell him. He's like, Danny, we can't do this.
I see your vision, but Yeah, this, I don't think this is going to happen. We're already being spread pretty thin. And,
yeah, this isn't going to work, buddy. Like, Danny, and hey, our man, Danny, more. Like,
shout
bro.
Out Danny, man. I got to talk to my man, Danny. I ain't talked to him in a while.
We should have had him on the show. It would have been a little. Everything works out the way it's supposed to, because the way that the clips were airing and like the way everything had to be, I don't know that that part would have gone as smoothly as we hope. I think Jonathan and those guys, they knew it was like, hey, Big Sean canceled. By the way, I don't know if you're paying attention to this because, you know, I pay close attention because of New Music Friday. Okay, that Big Sean album didn't drop.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I'm
and
his know, little cold that he came down with, yeah, I'm beginning to get suspicious
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, the rollout was put on pause.
I think that's what happened. Yeah. I think that, and that's all right. That's all right. I love Big Sean, and I know he'll join us when it's time. But I don't know that that would have gone as smoothly as I hope, because Jesse was moving pretty quick over there to get the sound for the stream.
Bro,
for the
I felt
audience.
Like Batman with all these screens in front.
Nah,
of
that was tough. Yeah, that was tough.
It worked out, like you said, it worked out great though. It
yeah,
worked
but
out
you
the way
did
it was supposed to.
You did a great job. I actually was able to catch. I've been trying to catch as much of that 1,000 show as I could. Big thanks to Kyle and James, by the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I heard for the first time this morning. Yeah, the way that they opened their show and. I really appreciate that. Yeah. It's very nice of those guys.
Those are our guys, man. We out here doing what we can. ESPN 1320 gang.
You look fantastic today, by the way. Is that a Louis Vuitton sweatsuit? What is that?
No, it's not a Louis Vuitton.
What's the label say?
I don't even know what this is.
I think you're lying.
I'm dead serious. I don't even know what this is.
Well, it's nice.
Yeah, man,
you know. Just we take the first opportunity to wear like a long sleeve.
No. So look, this came in yesterday.
Oh, it's a chilly 78 degrees outside.
And then I'm on my way here. I get out of here. It's already 76. They said the high was supposed to be 76.
Yeah.
Lying to me.
Yeah, man.
Lying to me, man.
Yeah. But them cold plunges hit a little bit different when it's 60 degrees and windy outside. Oh,
you're ready for the winter.
Them cold plunges are not the same.
Yeah, man.
But I'm on a streak, man. I'm on a Roman Reigns streak, my cold plunge, go. So I gotta keep it going.
There you go. Keep kicking.
And I walk past Donuts on Donut Friday because I had some champagne earlier this week, so I got.
You haven't been good lately, man. I'm telling people over at Map Training, man. You ain't been good.
That's
week,
not.
Bro.
I don't believe bad, that actually, that's true. I think I'm looking good. My weight's
back,
good.
Hey, you need to do better. You need to do better, bro. Step your game up, man.
Radio audience. What kind of donut did you just shove into your mouth?
Chocolate donut, man.
What? There looked like there was something on it.
Nah, it was just, I don't know.
Yeah, similar to that bar that you pull out of the Fortress of Snack that
you
every
had
day.
One yesterday.
Oh, I didn't think you noticed. I didn't think you noticed.
Oh, man.
But I'm back on track.
On this show.
The only tough part, like I got my Maptrition stuff going. I had the strength enhancers, had a great workout this morning. I got those craving crushers in to eliminate some of the hiccups I had yesterday, the fat burners, all that. I'm feeling really, really good about where I'm at. I'm going to do a video over the course of the next week or so to demonstrate some of the stuff. You can head over to Maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. The only thing that I've caved on is I've added some afternoon caffeine here today because your boy could not sleep for nothing last night. I was up at like, first of all, my dog makes so much noise when she jumps up and down off the bed. She's like a bowling ball when she hits the ground.
She's not small either.
She's not. She is absolutely not. And woke up at like 1:30. I think I was up for like an hour and a half, fell asleep for a few minutes, and then got up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's why the show looked like it looked when you first looked at it, because I was just up laying his stuff out. But we're off and running, man. It's going to be a good Friday. We're going to talk to Kyle Madsen. We've got the final preseason game of
the preseason. Thing, get through it healthy, man. That's all we're going to do.
And that's all it is. I think, and I'll double check, Shanahan said, Brock's playing tonight, right?
Brock and some other starters.
Yeah, because AP said the opposite.
Yeah, AP ain't nobody playing for the Raiders. But, you know, I mean, when you're a terrible head coach, those are the things that you do. You know, I mean, Kyle Shanahan, the guy just stinks. You know, that's what Kyle told me. You know, that's what I'm hearing all over the place. James co-signed. Guy sucks. So when you make – when you're a terrible head coach, those are the decisions that you make.
Well, I'm out of the loop on this one, and I will be filled in, as the rest of us will, as to what Kenny's talking about, because Kyle Madsen from the Insiders joins us for his regular Friday visit next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Didn't care.
Okay.
Because you're in the middle of story time, and Jesse's like, hey, music's on, jackass. You want to do a radio show?
Coming back.
I didn't even hear him. I'm glad you heard
it. I didn't hear it either.
But it's fine.
I have a weird relationship with Bubba Sparks, because
that feels like
time,
the title of today's show, if I'm gonna be honest with you.
That's good right there. I'll write that down.
One time in college, I walked into class a few minutes late, whatever. Class had started though, and the professor like stops and looks at me, and so I stopped, and the professor goes, well, grab a seat. And somebody in my class goes, yeah, hurry up, Bubba Sparks.
Oh no.
So
oh no.
Come on, man.
So, I've not been a Bubba Sparks guy ever since then, because I did not like that joke.
That's tough too, because people in college, like, generally don't like talk to each other and stuff. So, like, for him to say
right,
that, yeah,
right. I'm just saying that. No, yeah. I'm just trying to get to class.
No, I'm imagining this. Some jackass goes, "Hurry up, Bubba Sparks." Oh, that's not nice.
I wish you hadn't told me that.
That was tough. Oh, it was a tough go for.
Kyle used to be a little heavier, and
if you want to know what I looked like in college, just Google Bubba Sparks.
Oh, man.
And you got it.
Oh,
what
no.
A jackass that was.
Oh, Bubba.
Funny, but that was.
I mean, dog, it's spot on. That's what hurt. Is it just?
Well, goddamn, that's tough. That's tough.
Bubba Sparks was doing his thing, though. I know the ladies were liking him, at least in the South. You know, Bubba Sparks was doing his thing. Yeah. Bubba Sparks wasn't.
You don't have to make Bubba Sparks a bigger deal than he was just to make me feel better
deal.
About that joke.
Look, no, he had a moment.
He was doing his thing.
What was that one song, Deliverance?
Well, that's when I was going.
Well, okay, there's two. It's yeah, Ugly and Miss
that's
New Booty. That's kind of where it ends.
I didn't have the album.
I don't know the B sides. Like if it wasn't a power record on 102.5, like I can't help you.
But I did think he could rhyme. I thought he was a pretty good rapper. But and I thought like what he was doing, like being this country white guy in hip hop who could rhyme, got linked up with Timbo. I thought it was gonna work. Like I liked I liked what he was doing. He wasn't trying to be anybody other than Bubba Sparks from the South. And kind of like what happens now, right? Like, so Post Malone can do that, or Jelly Roll can do that. Or, like, I thought that's what Bubba was trying to do. And it worked for me, but I guess not for long term.
The new Post Malone album's weird.
It's a country album.
It's just that, well, but is it? It's a Post Malone album with, like, fiddles and a steel guitar. And yeah, then he oversaturated it with features, so everybody would know it's a country album.
I'll take your word for it, because you ain't Beyonce, so I'm not listening.
Yeah, no, I tried to.
I don't really like Post Malone, the fake hip hop artist. So I certainly I can't say that on the other station. So I'm gonna get my stuff off here. Like, I don't like Post Malone.
I don't know. Sometimes I hear that, and I never people talk about him like saying that, like, the fake hip hop artist. I never looked at him as a hip hop artist. Like, White Iverson was not a hip hop song. It was played on hip hop stations and all this other stuff. But that, to me, that was his introduction to that part of the culture, and that wasn't a hip hop song. So, so for me, he never came off as like being a fake hip hop guy, because he was just a guy that was kind of singing and had a lot of tattoos and stuff like that.
I'm not a fan of whatever you want to classify him. I'm not a fan of his music.
I don't necessarily listen to him.
They don't play Post Malone in the streets of Burbank.
No, they sure don't.
They was playing White Iverson, though. White Iverson was a smash.
No, it was. Yeah, it definitely was.
I like that song. He's got maybe two songs that I like.
I like way more than two songs. I'm a Post Malone guy. Okay. I didn't like the country record.
You went to his show,
I did at Shoreline.
Yeah. To be honest with you, though, I do think he's a talented musician. Like, I think he's talented.
Oh, for sure.
As a songwriter.
Yeah, he could do a lot. Absolutely.
Like, yeah, he's just
but
not.
I'm with you. Absolutely. It's just not
really
for me.
For his album.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
He's pretty talented.
Yeah, it's just not for me. I think he featured on Cowboy Carter.
Yes. Levi's jeans.
By the way, TMZ took the. TMZ might have taken the biggest L of their life last night, because they went with it. Beyonce is performing in Chicago tonight. It got so bad, the representatives for Vice President Harris was like, no, she's not. Oh, like, man. She was never scheduled to be here. And they, I was like, this is a red herring. She's going to come out. Nah.
They let it marinate, though.
Oh, they let it live for a second.
If you want to tap in, we'll...
I think they responded, too.
I'm with that.
Here was my thought process through all of last night. You hear, like, oh, there's surprise guest. Who's going to be? Is it Taylor Swift? Is it Beyonce? Oh, my God. It's going to be Beyonce. And then I heard they showed a Steph video. And I was like, oh, God, don't let that be the surprise guest. Because now, oh, no. Because that's just not, I love Steph, but that's not at the level that people were, like, anticipating. Like, oh, my God. Like, please don't let it be Steph. Please don't let that be the bar, because.
You know who the other rumor name was? I like the Steph video, because I had to think when your coach spoke, when Steve Kerr spoke on Monday, his last bar, he had to have cleared that. There's no way he would have done that without calling Steph and say, hey, are you okay if I end my speech like this? So I'm glad they had Steph do something to tie that all together.
Yeah.
But did you hear the rumor of the non-pop star who they thought
it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They thought George W. Bush was going to show up.
Yeah, somebody told me that. Yeah. Somebody was like, yo, they seen George Bush.
Bro, that would have been the most amazing thing. That would have crushed Beyonce if George W. Bush walked out on the stage.
That would have been crazy.
Beyonce with George W. Bush. George W. Bush doing the Post Malone verses in Levi's jeans.
What they should have done, hit him with the WWE with the swerve. When Michelle comes back after giving her speech and says, oh, I got one more thing to do. And instead of introducing Barack Obama, introduce her buddy George W. Bush.
Well, that, look, I know you've seen those, like, the compilation tweets when they're like, nobody loves Michelle Obama more than George W.
Right.
Bush. Like, he's just always hugged us. So happy to see her.
It's crazy. Oh,
like, no. Eyes closed. Just... That man.
Crazy.
No, this ain't funny, man, because he, you know... Look, I'm not advocating anything. He was a president, but this is funny. When they threw the shoe at him, when they threw the shoe at George W. Bush.
Well, they threw it twice, and he bobbed and weaved like Floyd Mayweather out there.
Who throws a shoe at the president, man? Come on, man.
It is ridiculous. So ridiculous. Oh, I wish he had shown up last night. That would have been the most epic moment in the history of politics.
If Michelle would have asked him, he would have shown up.
And then George finishes his speech. He starts to walk off. He comes back. He goes, wait, I got one more thing to say.
I see dead people. Thank you. Well, Kenny doesn't like that reference.
I would be like,
that's right.
I'd be like, this is corny. George W. Bush talking about not like us. All right.
That would have been nuts. You're right. No, that would have been nuts.
It's bad enough we had Gavin Newsom doing it. But all right.
No.
That would be fitting for that song at this point.
You're such a hater,
would be,
dude.
No, it would
you're
be fitting. Like, no, hater. This is great. This is hip-hop. Gavin Newsom. That's awesome.
You're such a, so,
that's
awesome. So not like us is in hip-hop now?
No.
No one
you
in the
tell
street,
me, is it?
Yes, not like
all
us.
All right, I'm just asking.
It's
Gavin Newsom out here doing
it. It's the biggest hip-hop record of the year. Stop it. It's arguably the biggest record of the year.
No, it definitely is. But it is not cool. I'll tell you that. Okay. At this point.
Okay.
It's not,
to be fair,
let's get it popping.
Just to be clear, you hated the record like 5 seconds after it came out.
Facts.
No, I never, facts. I hated it. And then I listened to it more. I was like, it's a cool song. And then
you initially, we're not doing this.
No,
we're not doing
what I just
this.
Say. Kyle, no, what did I just
no,
say?
No, you initially
didn't
hated,
I hated
every record he came out with.
That's not true. I didn't
That's
hate
absolutely true. All right. So
I hated Euphoria.
Stop it! Yeah, you did not like Euphoria.
That's not true. I said the first thing I said. Kamara can say it. I said, "Yo, that's a little shot." And then I heard it some more. I said, "Oh no, that's more than a little shot." I never said I didn't like the song.
Okay.
Never said I didn't like the
true.
Song.
I don't think that's true.
That's absolutely true.
I think it grew on Kenny, but initially it wasn't like. I think it grew on Kenny though.
Thank
like,
you.
Like what Kenny, like eventually you. Was like, yes, like this is good. I was like, listen back to it, like Kenny. Yeah,
I never, I never said I didn't like Euphoria. Not once, because I liked it. That's how I know I didn't say that, because I liked the song. Mm. I didn't think, when I first heard it, I thought it was a jab. And then I said, oh, let me listen again.
That
I was like,
nah,
that's more than
I remember
a jab.
You sent us
that's
that.
More than
like,
a
that
jab.
Wasn't a jab.
And then I was like, nah, that's more than
that
a jab.
That was a 6-minute record. That was not a jab.
I always thank you for it.
We have to stop, because this will go on for 4 hours. I'm so sick of fighting with you over Kendrick Lamar.
We can talk about some of Zendaya's other projects.
Well, let's
Euphoria, the TV show. Here we go.
Well, why don't
we're making jokes.
Look,
that's fine.
Look. No, it's good. It's good. While we're here, why don't we just talk about how bad of a coach Kyle Shanahan is? I mean, this guy's awful. This guy is down there with Wade Phillips. He's down there with, you know, any other fired coach you want to talk about. He's bad. I asked these guys. I'll tell you. I'll break it down. I asked these guys. I said, yo, who's the best coach alive that's active?
Mm-hmm.
Best coach alive.
Andy Reid.
That's fine. You Mike know how Tomlin? Many people they named before he got to Kyle Shanahan? I mean, it was about
it was
45.
That's
it was
true.
About 45.
Well, who
and
who,
I
who
had
was
to mention Kyle Shanahan.
Who was the other one? Harbaugh?
I said John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I said Mike Tomlin. I said Andy Reid. And I mentioned Sean McVay. Those are the four names.
They all better than Kyle Shanahan.
They all have Super Bowls.
So, well, I don't think that's entirely fair. You're right, but I'll go.
Shanahan's in the conversation
no,
for sure.
Yeah, so I would prefer to put Andy by himself.
Sure.
And then I think the rest of those guys.
I don't think Andy's by himself.
I disagree.
I don't think it's like Pat Mahomes and other quarterbacks. I don't think Andy Reid is that.
I think but Andy Reid's by himself.
So you think?
I mean, longevity alone. Like, think about the guys you just named. I mean, Harbaugh hasn't. Nah, I would put Andy by himself.
Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just crazy. Nutty. But no, here's my thing, and I side with you on this because there's a lot of people, TC. Who, not to name names, TC, who were just like, he stinks. He's obviously an awesome coach. That was the case in 2017, even when they were terrible. That team was trying their asses off through all 16 games. They could have quit the season in week 6, and nobody would have been the wiser. But they tried through the entire year. Same thing, 2018, Jimmy tears his ACL week 3. That season's over, but they tried their asses off. Won a couple games down the stretch. Both years that they've had a healthy quarterback for all season, for 17 or 18 weeks, they've gone to the Super Bowl. Mm. Kyle Shanahan's a very, very good coach.
So what? Am I missing part of the story? We just didn't name him.
He's a top 3 coach in this league.
I don't think so. Mike Tomlin,
I like Mike Tomlin a lot. Mike, somebody brought this up. I wouldn't necessarily like. I like Mike Tomlin, so I'm not using it as a shot, but it is a good point. When's the last playoff game Mike Tomlin won? Yes, he goes 9-8 all the time. What was it?
Didn't they beat the hell out of the Browns?
They lost to the Browns. Baker got.
Oh, you got. Oh, it got the other way around. Okay, that's right.
With Ben Roethlisberger. So the whole point of what I heard when I heard this conversation is they were like, yeah, Mike Tomlin, everybody. And once again, I don't agree with this. But they're like, people always hype up Mike Tomlin for going over 500, and it's great. But he goes over 500, and he loses in the playoffs every year, whenever he gets there.
Damn, yeah, hey, they haven't won a playoff game since 16.
So I think there's a lot to this. You guys did all of this on the handoff in like 10 minutes?
No, literally, I said, pause this. We got to go. We'll pick this up at 12:15. And then the board just fired. That happened.
Oh,
I didn't say we're out of here, and then the board's like, "No, we're done."
Well, it happens.
Yeah, it's fine.
It happened to me yesterday, just because I'm a jackass and hit the wrong button. So it happens. I think I'd with KC. I think I'd go Andy and Kyle at the top.
I think and Kyle's better than McVay. I think it's pretty
close, though. I do too.
Really,
but I think I think we're talking like.
That's the thing. Is it's
we're talking the 2000 election here. We're talking like just tiny like percentage points here that between the next, you know, the McVay and Tomlin. I think the story with Tomlin is you can point to the playoff record if you want to. That team I'd have to do this exercise. That team Mike Tomlin had last, that was not a good football team.
No, this
that was absolutely not a good like a, from a personnel standpoint, that wasn't a good football team, and he still got him.
Well, they
to
didn't
that
have
position.
A good quarterback.
That's
kind of what it really always is. They're always so that's they're always got the skill players,
and I think John Harbaugh is
always
tremendous.
Have a quarterback.
So that's one of the knocks I think that you can put on Mike Tomlin is the fact that he held on to Matt Canada, who was clearly a bad offensive coordinator for as long as he did.
Yeah,
and that's something that I think goes to credit Kyle Shanahan is Robert Saleh out of nowhere. To be a great defensive coordinator and now a head coach. Mm-hmm. D'Amico Ryans, who came up, he was playing football in 2015, mm-hmm. joins the 49ers staff in 2017, is their defensive coordinator by 2021, and is a head coach by 2023. Mm. Like, that's Kyle Shanahan identified those guys. The Steve Wilks hire went fine. They just didn't see eye to eye on how the defense was supposed to go exactly, mm-hmm. so they cut bait. Mm-hmm. And now they've hired Nick Sorensen. It's TBD. I think he's done such a great job of replacing coaches where even as there's been the normal thing I would say here, I can't say on this program, where there has been a
tune
loss,
into Candlestick Chronicles to find out what exactly Kyle wants to
of
say.
Intelligence in the coaching staff, they've been able to replenish that. So yeah, there's a lot of things that Kyle Shanahan does really, really well. The question I have for you, Damian.
Okay.
As you put Andy Reid in a class of his own, and I think I'm with you. Andy Reid is number one to me right now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But okay. If you flip Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan, do the Chiefs get demonstrably worse and the 49ers demonstrably better? Like, are the 49ers beating the Chiefs in the Super Bowl if they flip head coaches? I do not think so. I think Patrick Mahomes is just kind of the ultimate cheat code for everything.
I think that's kind of the wild card to all of this is like you have Patrick Mahomes involved in this conversation. It's like having Michael Jordan, LeBron James, it's Steph, mm-hmm. it's having those guys. Andy coaches in such a different way than Kyle does. Like they do not coach the same way. I don't know. It's ridiculous for me to say, of course the 49ers would have won if Andy Reid was there. I have no idea.
Sure.
But could I see it have playing out different? Absolutely.
But here's the other thing to argue for you against me. Kyle Shanahan is not trading up to draft Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's revisionist history to look back and go, wow, all these teams passed on Patrick. Patrick Mahomes was like barely supposed to be a first rounder.
Right.
Most of the projections had him either back of the first round or second rounder. So many question marks. Andy Reid, I circled him and identified him and said, that is the dude.
Yeah.
We're going to bring him in. He's going to sit for a year and then he's going to take over. I don't think
Kyle Shanahan, question about it. No matter what our starting quarterback does, he's playing next
Patrick
year.
Mahomes. So, I don't think Kyle Shanahan would have done that.
So here's
that's right. Which he would have moved up to three to get Trey Lance and then gotten Brock Purdy at the end of the draft.
No, even worse, they would have drafted Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, well, you know, that's why the Bears traded because they thought the Niners were going to get Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah.
Remember that? Dumbass.
Tough.
But, So John Bull, who you know how John Bull is, when he gets on something, he just goes, right? So he has this take that Kyle Shanahan sucks, right? And that's fine. He's entitled to his opinion.
Is he?
No, he's whatever he wants to do, he can do it. But my whole thing would be, because he talks about Niners blew the league, Kyle got smoked, So if we're making an argument for Mike Tomlin, and we're saying that Mike Tomlin is great because of what he does in a regular season, and we're just not caring about the playoffs, then we can't say that, like, we can't use that argument.
You can't include the Super Bowl.
That Kyle Shanahan, in the playoffs, because Kyle Shanahan recently, Mike Tomlin has a Super Bowl. He's been to championship games. That's why he's an all-time coach. Nothing against him. But in the last 10 years, Kyle Shanahan has, what is it, Kyle? Probably 10 to 12 playoff victories?
No, it's not that many.
He got
2-19.
2-19.
3-21.
2-21. 2-21.
6-8.
Another two.
Eight playoff wins.
Come on, man.
Yeah, Kyle.
Well, this guy, and you know I love Tomlin, but Tomlin ain't won a playoff game in almost a decade.
Yeah.
But we talking about how great we're saying Kyle Shanahan is no good when he's got the playoff.
Well, if there's a conversation of Kyle Shanahan not being good, they need to be eliminated from the conversation.
Yes, that's it. But Kyle Shanahan is a very good coach.
If we're having a discussion within, like, coaches, Mike Tomlin's career is a lot longer than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
As a head coach, that has to, like, count for something.
I agree.
I mean, yes and no. Like, LeBron James has played longer in the league than Giannis Antetokounmpo, but nobody's put... And maybe they should, but nobody's putting LeBron James in the top three players today, right? Like, is LeBron James the top three player in the game today? Does anybody ever say that?
We just had that. I feel like we had that conversation like a week ago.
Does anybody ever say that?
No.
In the game anybody today? Else? Who are the three? We say this all the time. Who are the three best players in the game?
Giannis, Luka, and Jokic.
Thank you. Well, we've been saying that for 3-4 years.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. We just had this conversation a week ago after the Serbia game.
And we said LeBron James is...
Didn't we just say there is an argument today that LeBron James is still a top five player in the game?
We did. I'm talking about in general.
No, nobody.
What have they been saying for the last 3 years?
Yeah, they are stupid. We're smart. They're stupid. That's what it boils down to. You can't fix stupid.
So I only bring that up to say, like, yes, Tomlin's career is better, but we're talking about today. That's why McVay is being talked about. And to be honest with you, one of the arguments that somebody made, which I don't necessarily agree with or disagree with, I talked that back, is Jim Harbaugh. He said Jim Harbaugh is the guy, it was on one of the podcasts, said Jim Harbaugh and Sean McVay are the best coaches alive.
Jim, the Chargers coach?
Jim Harbaugh and Sean McVay are the best coaches alive.
Then why do you have to achieve?
Stop it. Stop.
But look, you can't do that to Jim.
Stop. No, Jim.
You can't do that to Jim.
No,
Jim a better coach than John.
Is he?
Yes. Jim Harbaugh for, what are we now, in 2024? For like 14 straight seasons, just win.
Cap, you gonna act like he didn't struggle at your school?
When did he struggle? Never. He just couldn't beat the two teams. He couldn't beat Michigan State, and he couldn't beat Ohio State.
He came out of the gate on fire, white hot, almost too hot, because he hadn't even built his team yet. And then, correct me if I'm wrong, this is your squad. Didn't he start at 10 and then start to kind of tear down before he catapulted back up?
Off the top of my head, I don't have the records in front. He never went below 8. Never went below 8.
All right,
never lost more than 4.
At Michigan,
four
is 8 low?
4 would be crazy. I don't think he lost more than 4 games in a season. He definitely lost 3. But he was always in contention for the Big Ten title and to
Someone
be in the
said that man was the best coach alive?
I don't think it's necessarily crazy. Kyle, you think that's crazy? Jim Harbaugh for 14, 15 straight seasons, different teams, different situations, wins.
Okay, hang on. If we're looping college into this...
Yeah, I don't think there's any college coaches that are better than the NFL coaches. Outside of Harbaugh.
I guess Saban's done.
10-3, 10-3, 8-5, 10-3, 9-4, 2-4, 12-2, 13-1, 12-0.
Don't do 2-4. That was the COVID one.
I'm sorry. It's a record.
Right,
I was just giving you his record. I just read off every record he had.
The 8-5 one is crazy. And he's still 8-5. John Harbaugh didn't. John Harbaugh had bad seasons, period.
Won the Citrus Bowl, lost the Orange Bowl, lost the Outback Bowl, lost the Peach Bowl, lost the Citrus Bowl, didn't make a bowl, lost the Orange Bowl, lost the Fiesta Bowl, and finally cheated his way to a victory in 2023.
What has John Harbaugh won since he beat the 49ers? Not a damn thing. Playoff number one seeds, losing at home. John Harbaugh didn't have failures to make the playoffs. I said since the Super Bowl. Since the Super Bowl. John Harbaugh what's crazy about it? What has John Harbaugh done? Read it off.
He's lost his playoff games. He's lost every year he's been in the playoffs except one. This man is 11-5, 9-7, 12-4, 12-4, 10-6, 8-8, 10-6, 5-11. They were going to fire him. Then
5-11, 8-8.
8-8, 9-7, 10-6, 14-2, 11-5, 8-9, 10-7, 13-4.
So his 5-11 and his 8-8 is better than John Harbaugh's 8-5 or something like that?
Jim Harbaugh.
Say that again?
His 5-11 and 8-8 gets dismissed, but no, we bring up Jim Harbaugh's.
Who's dismissing it? I just read his numbers.
I'm telling you,
off.
Jim is a better coach.
I'm telling you, he's not.
Well, you're wrong.
And John didn't cheat.
We don't know.
Good
that.
Point.
We don't know that.
We don't know what the drone did. Activity
John,
is.
John Harbaugh was on the Michigan sidelines. He could have been cheating.
Ooh. Ravens victory is now being called into question.
Jim was on the Ravens sidelines, I think.
John Harfraud, maybe.
Ravens have been forced to give up two victories.
I wanted to say one more. No, we're done?
No, it's whatever.
You want to just go to 57?
Well, I don't want to keep you. You don't? Yes, you do.
Well, I have to record a green and gold pregame with Charlie.
Those are live. What are you talking about?
We don't pre-record. It's live, pal.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have to prepare
for the green and gold. Yeah.
To do it for. I'm here till four.
I gotta teach these kids everything, man.
I'm here till four. Look up. What are you talking about?
Look up kayfabe when you're done, please. As soon as you're done, look up kayfabe. Go ahead. There were actual questions I wanted to ask.
I didn't realize we
were going to be fighting the whole goddamn segment.
It was about, we were talking about Kyle Shanahan. Oh, I think a lot of people's beef with Kyle Shanahan is that he just immediately got thrown into the Bill Walsh bucket. It was just, he was his awesome offensive coordinator. He was going to be next. He goes to the Niners. They go to the Super Bowl in year three. It was like, the wunderkind, here he is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think when you consider the team building and how much of a hand he has in that, when you consider the coaching staff and how much of a hand he has in that, I think those have to factor in to Kyle Shanahan is a good coach. But I think some of his game management is way too conservative.
Mm-hmm.
I think he makes questionable roster decisions sometimes. I think a player like Danny Gray is, and there's multiple players like this, but I think Danny Gray is the type of player who would have had more success under a coach like Andy Reid, who cares less about, hey, did you line up on this half-yard line or on this half-yard line? It's like, no, you're fast as hell. We're going to figure out a way to get the ball on your hands, and we're going to have some fun doing it. Because, like you said, Kyle Shanahan and Andy Reid have different coaching styles. Mm-hmm. So I think there are things holding Kyle Shanahan back from really getting to his ceiling where I'm going to say, oh, yeah, he's the best coach alive right now. He's awesome.
Can I say something to that regarding Andy Reid in Philadelphia?
He's just not quite there. Go ahead.
I think what you just said about Kyle Shanahan, that there are things that might hold him back from. Mm-hmm. I think Andy Reid had the same issues or at least the same stigma mm-hmm. attached to him when he was with Philadelphia. Whether mm-hmm. it was the way he ran the ball or the way he passed the ball, like it was always Andy does this too much. Andy does that too much. Like there was always something mm-hmm. attached
clock
to
management.
Andy Reid. Of course, clock management, and it was always, like it is with Kyle Shanahan, it's always a way to kind of explain why he hadn't won the Super Bowl yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously you get to Kansas City and you get a generational quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, and maybe your line of thinking about the way you're calling plays is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone has that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But point being, it's something Andy Reid, my opinion was Andy Reid was a Hall of Famer at the end of his Philadelphia run. He was a Hall of Famer before he won that first Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now he is in rarefied air.
No doubt.
And I'm not going to knock him because Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback, because I don't knock Bill Walsh for having Tom Montana is his quarterback.
Yeah, they picked him. He didn't fall backwards into Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They traded up for him on purpose and played him on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And allowed him to be Patrick Mahomes, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So Kyle Shanahan's up there for sure in the Pantheon.
I, you know, have active some fun coach. With it. It's just conversation. It's no mm-hmm. big deal. But I do think Kyle Shanahan is a top three coach in the game today. And the whole point of that too, as well, was I think Jim Harbaugh's up there.
Like, I think Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach.
I think Jim Harbaugh, is.
I don't think I put him over John, and I don't think I put him over Sean McVay right now. He can change my mind, but I don't disagree with you.
You get Justin Herbert a playoff when you're stamped for me.
I would get him in the playoff.
Best quarterback the league's ever seen. Watch out for Justin Herbert.
I think Kyle and Sean McVay are kind of joined at the hip, and they're on the same level. And I think Jim and John, even though they're brothers, literally, they're joined at the hip, and you can't choose between those two.
John's the older brother?
He acts like it.
Isn't that crazy?
He acts like it.
I feel like Jim looks 10 years older.
He does, but he acts 40 years younger.
That's a great point.
He acts like he's a little younger sibling. He got chip on his shoulder all the time. John's got to be the more responsible, level-headed one. All right, little bro. All right.
Jim is really such an acquired taste. I'm so fascinated because it's really fun right now. And I mean, the Chargers are super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But Jim's thing is always, how long is this going to last?
Mm. Yeah.
It wore out in San Francisco.
The places.
Yeah. Like, it wore out in Michigan. Mm. And it was like, is this thing over? And then it wasn't.
Right.
And, you know, I think, and I guess this is credit to the AD at Michigan, who's like, no, this is Jim.
They didn't have nowhere to go.
They would have been stuck.
They didn't have a choice.
Yeah. But it's easier in college, too, because you're cycling through players. And that's why everybody figured, hey, he's just going to be a great college coach forever
He's a pitchman.
Yeah, but that Niners team, the 2011, obviously took a team to new heights. Same thing in 12, 13. But then by 14, it's kind of like, oh, he's just kind of graded on everybody in the organization.
And I actually saw him a little bit short. I didn't even mention what he did at Stanford. Stanford, of all places. Yeah. Stanford was about to go to FCS when they had those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in there and made him national championship contenders. You know who is also pretty good? I don't think he's top three or top five or anything else like that, but I really like him as a coach. We talk about this often. This is Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur is a really good coach.
Yeah, I think he's
in the top five conversation right now.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know who else I think might be there? And I think this year there's a lot of names
in the top five right now.
This top five list is getting really long. When he was on NBA Countdown, did his top 10 NBA players of all time, and at number 10 had two players, and that infuriated me, bro. Like, no, it's a top. The allure of the 10 is that you give me 10, not 11. Anyways,
I remember that,
dude. Just brutal. It was a slash in the graphic, and it was two players. That's 11. Anyways, no, Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. I think Kevin O'Connell is a really, really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're going to learn a lot this year with Sam Darnold starting, and maybe they go 7-10, and it's just like, oh, he's
I'm going to be honest, coach. That's pretty impressive.
I'm about to say they'd be lucky to go 7-10.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I think they're going to be
7-10 with Chicago.
Bottom five team, top five pick.
With Chicago being better with...
I'm still in on Sam Darnold.
Green Bay.
Maybe this is the one.
I don't think he's bad.
I think he can win you games. I think it's tough when it's like, all right, this is our guy for the season.
Right.
I think that's tough.
Yeah. But that's tough. I mean, I'm big on Kevin O'Connell.
That's like asking a reliever to be your starter moving forward. Who's better,
Sam Darnold or Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew.
Oh, I don't agree with that at all.
Really?
I do not.
Okay.
I go with Sam.
I don't agree with that. I don't like Gardner Minshew.
I think Gardner's okay. I'd go with Sam.
I don't think he is good.
I think he's okay. He's okay.
I hope he is because I don't want the Raiders to fall flat out the gate.
I'm overselling Gardner Minshew. You're right.
He's not.
He made a Pro Bowl last year.
Come on.
That's a fact.
He did.
I'm not saying he was a Pro Bowler. That's just insane.
For Anthony Richardson, right?
Yeah.
Like,
he wasn't as good as I thought he was last year. Never mind.
But he's the guy, though. He's not stepping in for someone. He's the guy week one. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I hope for the sake of all of the Raider fans listening, that I hope I'm super wrong on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan.
You know what I can't get out of my head is Sam Darnold getting outplayed by Carson Wentz last year in week 18.
Mm.
That just just sticks there.
Is Carson Wentz in the league?
He was with the Rams at the end of last year, and now he's he's backing up Patrick Mahomes.
I'm not gonna pin that on Sam. That game wasn't no different than the game we watching tonight.
This was supposed to be the guy. You're under Kyle Shanahan. Sam Darnold is gonna
Let's just get out of here.
People were picking Sam Darnold to win MVP at the start of last year.
Don't get me started.
That's outrageous.
That's ridiculous.
Don't get me started.
Sam Darnold's gonna win Super Bowl MVP.
They were predicting him to play. They were predicting him to play. Don't get me started on that.
The best quarterback in training camp so far.
Don't get me started on that. I blew a gasket when people were, I think he's going to play this year. No, the hell he's not.
My favorite thing this year has been Kyle Shanahan. I know you got questions, but it's been Kyle Shanahan being like, no, Brock was going to start. Like, Brock was a guy. As long as he's healthy, Brock was going to start. There was no competition. Like, thank you.
That's what it was. Damon. You got a question? Because I got a question, too. Like, Damon, a 49ers.
Is it about tonight? Go ahead.
Yes. Yes-ish. It's the team.
Okay, go ahead.
I saw something, and I want to get your opinion. I saw something yesterday where somebody said this may be the first time in the Shanahan-Lynch era where the secondary is better than the defensive line. And the secondary might be the strongest unit on that defense. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. You listened to Candlestick Chronicles. That's where you heard that. Their defensive line is not very good this year. I'm skeptical.
So you're saying
their secondary might be really good.
Well, that's what I want to see. You're saying it like the secondary is really good, or the defensive line just ain't.
If you told me the Niners put together a top five defense this year, I think the story coming out of the season will be, wow, that secondary is really good. I don't think it's going to be, oh man, look at the defensive line. I don't think it's good enough.
Is there stuff to watch tonight? Like, are there positions? Are there battles? Are there?
Let's just go position by position.
Let's do it.
There's a backup quarterback battle happening. Josh Dobbs v. Brandon Allen. Been very entertaining.
That one's over.
I'm fine.
That's Dobbs,
is it?
Right?
Yeah,
that's Dobbs,
yeah, it's
right?
Dobbs. It's Dobbs.
No?
If I was making the decisions, I would be leaning Dobbs. Uh-huh. But we have to go to top one coach Kyle Shanahan's brain. And Kyle Shanahan is going, where's the least amount of variables I'm going to get? And it's the guy who's been in the system for a year. He's going to stand back there. He's going to throw it where I want him to. And that's what it's going to be.
Follow up. Brandon Allen wouldn't get cut, would he?
No, they're going to keep three.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep all three.
Okay.
At running back, they got to figure out if, like, Elijah Mitchell might just not be on the team now.
That's JP.
If Elijah Mitchell's the third running back, I don't know if he's on the team. I don't know if they trade him or cut him or what. There's a bunch of stuff to figure out at linebacker.
Does Breida hang around?
Just real quick.
No.
Because you did that.
I don't think so.
Is that the thing?
What?
JP?
Yeah.
Is it JP now?
No, it is. I noticed it is. Yeah. But your boy kept doing that on TV. I'm like, is this a different player? Did they just get a different guy named Mace? Like, what is this?
Are you talking about T-Rock was doing that?
How did this change?
I think it wasn't
T-Rock. It was the other guy.
Oh, okay. No, I think it's his initials.
No, it is his initials. I was just like, that's not what we called him before. Yeah. It was Jordan, wasn't it?
Yeah. I call him Jordan because I don't know the guy.
Okay.
JP feels like the kind of thing that, like, he goes, my name's Jordan. My friends call me JP.
Okay.
I think it's. I don't know.
I felt
Kyle
like
Shanahan
such
calls him JP.
A jackass when I had to look up, is this a different player?
You know what his middle name is? Ponchez.
JP?
Yeah, I think I knew that. Well, because
I like that. I like that.
They got to figure out a cornerback spot. There's a bunch of cornerback spots up for grabs. The third. Yeah, the slot corner. Or if Isaac Yiadom wins it, he'll play outside and Diamador Lenore will go to the slot. they got to find out if Talanoa Hufanga is going to be healthy enough to play week one.
Is this his last year?
Hufanga?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
As a 49ers.
Yeah, I think so. Unless he comes out and is just super mid and doesn't get a big time contract and the Niners want to keep him around, but I think he's going to be a good player who gets paid.
It would be Jair and Mustafa in the same
ideally
spots.
I think that's the ideal. Yeah.
Mustafa's good, or at least from what I've seen so far. I like
doing what the drafter
he's
do.
He's a strong safety. He can hit. Right? And Jair is the free safety.
I think so.
How concerning, you can head over to NinersWire.com, by the way, to read about all of the position battles over in tonight's game. How concerning is the depth chart at wide receiver if Ayuk, in fact, is not available on September 9th?
Hella. Back to you, Dame. No.
Okay. No, I mean,
no, it's, look, God love Juwan Jennings. I think he's an awesome third receiver. I have big time questions if he's wide receiver two for you night in and night out. If it's week one, okay, you can probably survive that. But then after that, like Chris Conley is probably wide receiver three. Chris Conley.
Okay. We're going to run out of time. I have a follow up question.
Go ahead.
So that means Debo's wide receiver one?
Yes.
And we all trust that? I'm not talking about a skill set. That's
just that would be
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, raise your hand at home, everyone, unless you're driving. Who thinks he's playing 17?
I don't think he's playing 17.
Like, I can see the cross. No one raised their hand. I can see it.
This is two to three games.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then it's like Ricky Pearsall hasn't practiced or played at all.
Yeah.
Jacob Cowing was nice in his one preseason game.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to bank on him.
Jacob like, Cowan gonna be nice. I'm kind of ready. Maybe, to bank. I'm ready
maybe,
to bank on Jacob.
Like
Cowan.
Arrow up for sure, but yeah. I don't know.
Wild card.
Yeah, like it's just so no. The if Brandon Ayuk's not on this team, yikes.
All right. Candlestick Chronicles with Kyle and Chris Biederman and NinersWire.com for all of your 49ers needs headed into the final preseason game, which is tonight. Big thanks. To Kyle Mattson for spending some extra time with us. We will come back much more ahead. It's D'Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.